They say it's been 22 days mm-hmm. since it's rained in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Say if the wind's been very gentle, but it's gradually picking, it's gradually getting stronger, you say, what?
I think I would just say it's blowing harder or it's getting stronger. The wind is beginning to blow.
Mm-hmm. What about just the opposite? It's been strong, but it's gradually getting weaker.
It's dying down, or it's stopping.
And what about weather that's, you know, just pleasant, nice to be out in? It might be a little cool, but nothing uncomfortable. You'd say it's kind of what this morning?
Chilly. Only I don't know that chilly is pleasant. I don't like being cold.
You don't say airish, though?
No.
And what about, you know, white coating on the ground? You'd call that?
That's frost.
Or sometimes more severe than others? You have different terms to cover?
No, I just have frost. There is a freeze, which is more than a frost.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any other types of frost itself.
Have you ever heard Killing Frost or Jack Frost?
No. Mm-hmm. Jack Frost is a little spirit who goes around painting the ground white.
And you might say, well, it was so cold last night as the lake did what?
Froze.
If it gets much colder the following night.
Freeze.
Because yesterday it
froze.
And it has.
Frozen.
And this room, or any room in the house where people would entertain.
Mm-hmm. It's the living room.
Any other term?
The only other term that I think possibly I might have heard used naturally would be sitting room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never been anything but living room in this house.
Okay. And what about the height? This room you'd say is about?
I'm very bad at estimating heights, but I would guess maybe 11 or 12 feet.
That's what we want.
I know.
What about the thing that the smoke goes through?
The chimney.
Yeah.
This one, by the way, is boarded up and has not been used in my lifetime. I understand it was used at one time.
Mm-hmm. Now what if that thing were on a factory? What would you call it?
I would probably say smokestack.
Tell me a few things about fireplace.
Well, now as I say, I have never built a fire. I've seen fires built, but I've never seen one used, done in this house. I've never really watched carefully. But the part that comes out, it's tile here, that's the hearth. Can't remember what comes after hearth, but anyway, the thing, the long wooden piece above the chimney where the clock and the candlesticks are is the mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the things that you set the wood on, that's what comes after hearth. Andirons would be the only term I'd know for those. And insofar as building a fire is concerned, I would know to say kindling for small pieces of wood. That's the only term I'd know for that. And if it were a big piece of wood, I'd call it a log. And black stuff in the chimney would be soot. And things left over would be ashes.
What color would they be?
They would not be white.
What would they be?
Gray, I suppose.
And what about some typical things that you would have in your living room that you probably wouldn't have anywhere else in the house?
Well, the only thing that you definitely wouldn't have anywhere else in the house would be the sofa. And,
ever heard that called in my house?
Yes. Now, I get sofa from my mother, that's all she ever called it, but my father, and I believe his father, the only grandfather that I knew, called it the divan. My father said divan. I'm not sure whether my grandfather said divan or divan, but that's exactly what they used.